Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company. Do you know the difference between foods labeled organic and foods labeled all natural? You might be surprised. Learn more at stonyfield.com. We're proud to be the leading organic yogurt maker and honored to support living on Earth, and hope you will too. Donate at loe.org.
Americans waste a lot of food. We throw away a staggering 68 billion pounds of food each year, most of which winds up in municipal landfills. Composting is one solution to the problem, but it's not always easy, especially if you live in a city. But now some urban dwellers in Massachusetts can compost without the dirty work, producing nutrient-rich material that can be added to the soil and enriching a young entrepreneur in the process. Living on Earth's Jessica Elise Curran has our story.
It's late afternoon, and Catherine Nyanyema stands in her second-floor apartment kitchen. The Somerville resident grabs a colander, washes vegetables, and lays them out on the counter.
So I'm making dinner, and I'm cutting up my Brussels sprouts.
Also on the menu, sweet potatoes, asparagus, and ground lamb. Yanyama cuts off the vegetable ends and pushes them into a pile on her wooden cutting board.
Normally, all these ends I would just throw in the trash, but I'm going to take them and just put them in this 5-gallon bucket that we keep right next to our butcher's block.
In the ideal world, Yanyama would have the time and space to throw these scraps in a backyard compost heap. But her neighborhood is dense, her backyard small. She finds the logistics of composting overwhelming.
Like if I had to go and start up a compost bin in my backyard, I don't know if I would do it, or I don't know if I would know how to do it.
Now composting is part of Yanyama's routine, thanks to a new startup business.
I just feel like it should be a part of anyone's kind of environmental protocol. If they're recycling, then composting is really not that hard, especially with somebody like Andy.
Andy is Andy Brooks, a young entrepreneur who founded Bootstrap Compost, a kitchen scrap pickup company. Brooks travels around Greater Boston, mostly by bike, and collects organic waste for customers like Yanyama. He then brings it to a local farm for composting.
Through composting our material, we are collectively improving our community.
The idea of helping the community was his inspiration, and he had another motivation. A college grad, Brooks was getting frustrated after searching endlessly for jobs.
After, like, relying on this cruel economy of, like, applying and cover letters and resumes and interviews, and nothing was going anywhere for, like, 2 years, and I was like, forget it, I gotta do something for myself, and the whole notion of, like, picking myself up.
And so, Bootstrap Compost was born. Brooks says there are many reasons why he loves helping urbanites compost.
When people ask me that question, it's like someone saying, like, why do you like Star Wars? Or why are the Beatles good? I get dizzy. Like, there's so many reasons. The way that sort of interests me is, like, what are the challenges that we face being a disposable society?
Brooks puts on his helmet and jumps on his souped-up bicycle, complete with a custom-made trailer that tags behind. Such a setup couldn't have been designed for anything other than a nomadic compost business.
It's super beautiful, I have to say. It's like, it's all aluminum, and then a real simple, thin sort of barrier, like, around it to keep everything inside of it. It's got two super nice 10-speed wheels, of, like, a reinforced axle, so it's super sturdy. I mean, it looks pretty awesome.
6 empty buckets sit in the trailer. They'll soon be swapped with pails filled with carrot tops, banana peels, and other scraps. Bootstrap Compost currently serves several dozen customers and is growing. Brooks' destination today, the Boston neighborhood Jamaica Plain. He grabs an empty bucket and climbs up to the porch of a triple-decker house where a filled-to-the-brim pail is waiting.
So, pretty, like, exemplary contents here, you know, for someone's food scraps. It looks like there's some kale here and some sort of, like, gourd or something. I don't even know what that is.
How heavy do you suppose that is?
I would say this is probably at least 10 pounds. It's probably a bit more.
Brooks pedals to 3 more sites, and each time his load grows heavier. So heavy that on his way to the 5th and final stop, he has to push the bike and trailer up a huge hill.
We are at the base of a pretty gnarly hill, but we can walk it.
At the top of the hill, we reach a professional baker's house. This client fills two buckets a week.
She gives me, like, really nice stuff, like beautiful fruit and stuff.
Two buckets of apple cores, orange peels, and espresso grounds sit on the porch. A third bucket is there, too, filled with rich, dark compost that Brooks dropped off last week. He says his business is like a bank. Clients deposit their raw food scraps and then can withdraw fresh soil after 15 weeks. Customers that have no need for compost can opt to donate theirs to a local community garden. Brooks opens the bucket of fresh soil and smiles.
It's the end result of 7,000 pounds of material that I've collected since January, and this is what you get when several months pass and you're on top of it and you're mixing it. And this is what you get, you know, at the end of the day.
Bootstrap Compost operates year-round. And when the weather's bad for biking, Brooks hops on the subway with a hand truck loaded with buckets. He offers three payment plans. A weekly pickup costs $32 a month, bi-weekly $18, and a once-a-month visit is $10. At the end of the day, Brooks loads the scraps into his pickup truck to be taken to the farm. He says he isn't trained in this field and hasn't always composted himself. He just came up with a business plan that works and has a passion for the environment.
When you throw out your banana peels into the trash, that to me, it's like insulting to all the resources that went into growing those things initially. The end product is just treated like refuse, but it shouldn't be. It still like harbors like this immense energy to be used for good and to go back into the cycle of growing.
His clients, like Catherine Yanyama, start to live by this ethos, too.
You know, you really think about where your food is going, and especially on trash day, I'll look at people's trash and see, you know, is this one family? How many families are living in these homes? And how much do we generate as individuals?
And on trash day, when a slight putrid smell hangs in the air, Andy Brooks is extra motivated to recruit more people to turn their food scraps into a useful product. For Living on Earth, I'm Jessica Elise Kern.